Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
The newest version of tvOS is here, and we'll take a tour.
And Plants vs. Zombies, they're back, baby!
Also, how much does your autocomplete know about nuclear physics?
It's time for iOS Today. iOS Today is brought to you by Pearl Auto. Pearl Auto makes wireless rear-view cameras for your car that fit around your license plate and sync with your smartphone to get free two-day shipping. Go to pearlauto.com/iOS today. And by Rocket Mortgage from Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage brings the mortgage process into the 21st century with a fast, easy, and completely online process. Check out Rocket Mortgage today at quickenloans.com/iOS today. iOS Today on the air. Hello, Megan Maroney.
Hello, Leo Laporte.
This is the show where we cover all the iOS items, and we have timed this show as if we knew what we were doing.
It is, yeah. Special edition of iOS Today on Monday, release day.
Of 10.1.
Yes.
Now, I put it on my iPhone. I put it on my iPad. Can I put it on my Apple TV?
Well, you can put tvOS. The new tvOS is out.
10.1? Is that what they call it?
It is tvOS. What do they call it?
I bet they do.
10.0.1.
Oh, 10.0.1. And how about on my Apple Watch? Let me look at my watch here and see. Is there an update for my Apple Watch as well?
That's watchOS 3.1.
That's so confusing.
And then there's also macOS.
Sierra got updated.
10.45. I don't know.
So they updated every... They do this now. Apple does this now. What they don't tell you... I'm going to hide my code if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
You'd have to get a hold of my my phone to use it, but I still...
I could do that.
You have access to it. I want to show you. So, all right. So this is 61 megabytes on the iPhone. This update includes improvements and bug fixes. That tells me a lot. Let me learn more.
Well, you know, Siri, were you having trouble charging your Series 2 watch all the way up? Because apparently some people's watch wouldn't even charge all the way up.
No, but it does resolve that issue. An issue where activity rings may disappear from the watch face. I hate it when that happens. Fixes an issue that prevented forced touch options from appearing in some third-party apps. Notification for timer delivered twice. Message effects this was a big change. We talked about this last week. Remember, one of the tips is to go into accessibility and turn on reduce motion, which eliminates a lot of the sometimes annoying swoops and zooms and effects on the screen. But it also turned off all the cool stuff on messages. Well, now message effects can still play. They've added a switch, though, so you could turn them off still if you want. And a new option to replay bubble and full screen effects in messages. So that's actually I'm going to do that update right now.
So you can replay my bubbles whenever you want.
I can replay your bubbles because I love your bubbles.
Thanks.
Megan and I and Renee Ritchie are now in a battle royale on our Apple Watches.
Well, to be fair, I am not sharing my activity, nor is Renee sharing his activity with me. So I have a group which includes you and my dad. Oh. You have a group which includes
you
me
and Renee.
And Renee.
Oh, I didn't know it was so granular. Okay.
I don't want to be so presumptuous as to ask Renee to share activity. But if you're watching this right now, Renee, I wouldn't mind sharing activity.
He's not
going to
share it today. He's only at 68% today.
Okay.
So this, by the way, I said this before, the Apple Watch is one of those weird devices no one needs. But what Apple seems to have tried to do is create a killer application for a variety of different people. If you're a swimmer, the new Series 2 watch, waterproof, perfect for swimmers. And you know what? This sharing of the rings, another new feature, it's got me hooked. It's one of the reasons I'm still using an iPhone and Apple Watch, even though I have the new Google phone and I thought I would change. But I love it because I see your rings and I see Renee's rings, and you guys are exercise fanatics, and I actually exercise more because of it. It's great.
Well, yeah, you are crazy. I mean, you exercise, you get way more points than I do. I think you need to raise your goal because your goal your goal is like 500, but you get to 1,000 almost every day. So I don't know how you do that. How do you
so
do
that's,
that?
By the way, there's a little tip. set your goal lower, and then you'll look like you're doing more. I take spin classes, which are very, you know, demanding. An hour of spin is easily, you know, 600 or 700 calories, maybe more. So, but that's fun, and I have to say, I am in better shape. Thank you, Apple Watch, because of you and Renee. And I, you know, I think that's great. And so, your dad's probably also doing the same thing.
Yeah.
He sees you, and he wants to. We're competitive beasts by nature. Certainly, I am. And the idea that I could see somebody else's rings and that they, you know, they say things too. You could say, ha, 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 beating you and stuff. There's canned messages. And you also know when I've completed a workout, you get a notification. And you could, which you never do, say something nice like, well done.
Sometimes I do. But, you know, I also thought I knew when you woke up in the morning because, like, I'll check and I'm like, oh, still at zero. He must be still sleeping. But you say you don't put your watch on right when you get up.
Do you put yours on immediately?
Yep. First thing I do. Well, I make my bed and then I put on my Apple Watch.
Yeah. But see, I'm going to shower and stuff. I don't want to have the watch on then. So I put it on when I get dressed. I do have to put it on before my workout because I don't want you to miss that.
No.
But generally, I'll have breakfast, you know, and I'll get on my exercise clothes. Then I'll put on the watch as I go to the gym. Because I do want you to see those rings.
Okay.
So, yeah, you don't know when I've gotten
up. So now I know when you get dressed.
You know when I'm getting dressed.
Excellent. All right, anyway. So should we talk about the TV? That was our
Are we better? Because my watch and my phone and my iPad
are all updating. Okay.
They all have little Apple logos. The Apple TV updated, and today we're going to do Apple TV apps.
Yes, but let's talk about some of the updates, too. Do you want to?
Yeah, we don't give enough love, I think, to the Apple TV. And it's a great, you know. I have a couple of Apple TVs. In my den, in my office, I have that nice 4K UHD TV. I don't use the Apple TV as much there because it is only 1080p. And all my other devices now, my Roku, my TiVo, my Shield, my Xbox, all do 4K now. And so Apple really, and I wonder, maybe on we've got an announcement coming up. Maybe on Thursday they'll make an announcement. But this when it came out, we said, why aren't they 4K? And I think it was reasonable to say at the time, well, there aren't very many 4K sets out there. But almost all the new TVs are 4K. So I think we need a 4K. On the other hand, in my living room, where it's still 1080p plasma, love the Apple TV. I'll tell you this, it's the best Netflix experience. So if you don't, now Netflix does have 4K. So if you're not using a 4K TV, that's not the case. But on a regular 1080p HD TV, the reason is Apple caches, and we've mentioned this before, the Netflix data. So if you're having trouble with Netflix on a Roku or on your TiVo or on your smart TV, try it on Apple. It's almost always better to watch Netflix on Apple. So unless I'm watching 4K, that's where I watch it. What do you use your Apple TV for?
I use it for Netflix, HBO Go. We play games on it. And I have a couple other apps that I've been trying out.
I have been watching Westworld on the Apple TV, yes. I have to admit, yeah.
And YouTube. I mean, my kids watch, I don't know, 4, 5, 7 hours of YouTube a day, I think, on the Apple TV.
There's, by the way, I'll give you another tip. You want a tip?
Yeah.
So we often ask the question, when I buy or rent a movie, which platform? If you're like me, and I imagine many households have at least several places they could buy a movie. You could buy it from iTunes, from Google, Amazon, Vudu, Disney. I mean, there's lots of these, right? Redbox, where you can rent or buy movie or TV shows. And now if you have an Apple TV, it's the only one that can handle iTunes. That means if you buy something in iTunes, you can only watch it on your Apple TV. Similarly, Apple TV doesn't have Amazon or Google on here, right? But it does have YouTube. So Renee, and this is, I credit Renee Ritchie, I think, for this on MacBreak Weekly. He says, I buy most of my stuff, rent most of my stuff on Google because if you have a YouTube app on Apple TV or anything else, you could always watch rented and bought movies on YouTube. I did not know that. So YouTube gives you access to movies you purchased in the Google Play Store. So, and for a while, Apple TV didn't have YouTube, but you could see subscriptions. No, actually, not. Maybe my YouTube would be where it would be, but you have to buy movies. You see, you have to sign in to your YouTube to do that.
Now,
so I think that's a nice tip.
I think that is a good. Yeah. And as long as we're talking about sign in, we've been promised this universal sign in, but that's still not here. We still have to sign in to a lot of our different accounts this.
And I blame YouTube and HBO and Showtime for that. They're the ones telling Apple, no, we want to make sure. For instance, Showtime and HBO want to say, well, I want to make sure you have a cable subscription. And furthermore, that your cable company allows us to stream over the top, because not all cable companies do. This is the best way, though, in my opinion, to do it, which is use your computer to log on to youtube.com/activate. When you get there on your computer or browser or iPad, you can, and presumably something with a nicer keyboard, you can type in this code and the Apple TV will recognize it. I prefer that to what Netflix does, which actually requires you to enter your Netflix login and password on the Apple TV remote. It's a lot easier now that I can say it, but still, I prefer this.
TVOS, the updated TVOS, is supposed to let you be able to use Siri to search within YouTube. So let's try that.
Nice.
iOS today.
Boy, that would be great.
Mm.
I think Apple's website should be able to help you with that, says Siri, asking for it. Mm. Why don't you go to the top?
Well, maybe if we go to, maybe if we go iOS today.
That'll work. There you go.
Yeah.
Look at that.
There we go.
There you go. And there's Andy.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's when he hosted. Yeah, so you can search with... You used to not be able to search within YouTube for that.
Now, can you exit out of YouTube to the top level? Does Siri... See, what the holy grail is being at the top level of the Apple TV and being able to search and finding all the different places
right.
you can find
yeah.
something.
Yeah, I don't think that... I don't know if YouTube does that. Well, let's try.
It would really be, I think, Apple. What's going on now?
No, I'm...
Oh, you broke it.
I broke it. There we go.
Hello, Apple TV.
Okay, so you want me to try to search
for
iOS today?
Oh, you moved into a folder
here?
By accident. Oh. Yeah.
iOS today.
Yeah. See, that's... So you have to open the YouTube app and then search within the YouTube app. You couldn't do that before?
You could not search with... You couldn't use Siri to search within YouTube.
That's probably
before.
A Google thing. That yeah. Google has to implement that in the app.
Also, dark mode. Would you like to go into dark mode?
Yeah,
that's
let me
a
see
new
that.
Thing.
I haven't seen it. That's
Here's new. Light mode, dark mode.
I prefer this, especially
prefer the dark
if
mode.
You're watching a big screen TV mm-hmm. in a darkened room. This is much nicer, isn't it?
It is. It
doesn't
much
blind
nicer.
You.
There's a new photo memories. This is what I also use this. Like, I look at photos in my...
And you also use Snapchat way too much.
I do use Snapchat. Let's see.
And your kids get your phone.
Yes. Well, this is the iCloud, so it's all of our photos.
Oh,
but,
okay.
All right. I think let's go to the memories feature if we can get up there through my daughter's selfies.
No, I think you're going back in time. Oh, there
okay,
you go.
So right. the memories feature is new here.
Oh, that's neat.
So, yeah. So we can look at all.
Last week, Petaluma on February 20th.
Last week.
Our trip to Cancun.
Yes.
All of that.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's new. And that's great for.
this is nice.
Yeah, there we were. This is all the pictures I've taken in Petaluma. Show all.
This, to me, is Apple trying to keep parity with Google Photos, which, of course, does a lot of this as well, and has for a while automatically made photo albums like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad Apple's doing that, though.
Yeah, so that's new. I mean, because that's great for the living room.
This
I
is,
think.
By the way, that's machine intelligence. That's applying information from, say, the location tags to figure out, oh, here's a photo album from your day in Petaluma. It's looking at the metadata within the image and doing that. And the difference, the big difference between what Google's doing, what Apple's doing, Google, of course, does it on Google's servers. Your photos have to be uploaded to Google's servers. Apple says they're doing it on the phone, on the camera, that they're not doing it on their servers. Now, I have to admit, that sure looks like they were doing it on the server. Because you hadn't asked the Apple TV for that before. Maybe the Apple TV is doing the work.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
That
was
question.
The big thing, right? Apple said, well, we're going to do it all in phone because we don't want to compromise your privacy. I think they're doing it server side just like Google does. They have to be.
You can also find movies by topic. Do you want to do that?
Yes.
What topic?
Gangster.
Find gangster movies.
We have not planned this ahead of time.
No. Ooh.
Good job. And in the past, it's always had the word gangster in the title, but now we're getting some stuff.
Road to Perdition.
Yeah.
Gangster
movies. It's actually gangster
Layer
movies.
Layer Cake.
Yeah. This is Goodfellas. There's the King, Godfather, the Queen.
Yeah.
Scarface, the Little Prince.
Let's just watch Scarface instead of.
I love Scarface.
Instead of finishing this.
That was the old Scarface, wasn't it? Yeah, this is the original Howard Hawks Scarface with
1932.
Paul Muni and John C. Dvorak's in that. So that's great. That's a great movie. I love that movie. He plays Little Johnny in the movie.
So I've been using this little remote, this little thing.
The Apple remote.
But
well,
you know,
what would you use?
You don't have to. You can use your phone. Do you want to show
frankly,
that off?
Frankly, I lose the remote. In fact, what I really do is I put that terrible Apple TV remote in a drawer because inevitably I'll be watching something and the cat will step on the remote or I'll sit on the remote and the movie goes to the end. And I don't want to say spoiler alert. Yeah. So I always put that in a drawer and then I forget that I put it in the drawer. So now this is a much better way to do it. It's an app. It was fairly easy for me to pair it. As soon as I launched it, it looked on the network. It said, oh, I see another Apple TV. I paired it to mine at home, of course. I see another Apple TV. And then type in the four digits that you would see on the Apple TV. That's to pair it. Now I have the same kinds of buttons, but the cat's much less likely to step on it. So if I press the menu button, it actually is just like I'm hitting the menu on the Apple TV. Going back, I have, watch? I'll scroll through it. See, it's just like, and then I can go up. I can. Is that your husband?
It is. Yeah.
What is he up to? He's up to something. He's up to no good. That's for sure.
Those are the two worst pictures that are out there. Yeah. I wonder if
so. This is all from the phone, which is fabulous. And if I tap it, I select it. Scroll down. Let's watch Ghostbusters. What do you say?
Yes.
Or I haven't seen Alice in Wonderland yet, so I could tap that. You know what I always do, and I love the Apple TV for this. I look at the Rotten Tomatoes score, which they always show. In this case, 30%, and that's when I say, I might skip this movie. But you can also tap the preview and watch the preview. So I'll do that real quickly. And now I'm watching the preview. And all of that I did with the phone. If I hit menu, it goes back again, and back. And back.
You can also see the Common Sense Media score. Have you ever looked at that? Common Sense Media.
That's because you have children.
Right.
I don't care.
Too.
I do?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. There's a 13-year-old in the house.
Yeah. So you
so
can
let's
see
if I could do this.
That Scarface, original Scarface, is appropriate for 13.
Watch romance movies. Look. It did it. And there, Independence Day, one of the most romantic. Oh, no. There they are. Okay, good. Late Bloomer, Accidentally Engaged, The Lobster. The Choice. I haven't seen any of these movies. I wonder if you can do this. Watch chick flicks. Oh, same list.
Chicks love the romance.
I think I've learned something today. Anyway, this is absolutely great. Put your Apple TV, that awful Apple TV remote in the drawer, and use your iPhone instead. And the nice thing is when you've got the movie playing, you just press the home button and the cat cannot stop the movie. Only you could stop the movie.
So we have a tip from David Gervais who says, and I haven't tried this yet, so we'll try it. Are you aware that when the Apple TV's on-screen keyboard is displayed to input text in certain areas, if your iPhone is unlocked, the iPhone's on-screen keyboard pops up, allowing you to use it instead?
Oh, that's great.
You learned that on David Woodbridge's podcast.
For blind people,
yeah.
Which is great.
So
yeah.
I guess how would we get the keyboards if you want to search for something?
Let me open up the remote. Yeah, and then I'm going to go back to probably what we should do is like sign up for HBO Go or something. We probably haven't registered it on this machine. So do you have it on here somewhere? There it is. HBO Now.
Oh, Now is the one.
All right. So that's one. It's going to say what's your password. I hope. Sign in. Let's see. Sign in to HBO Now. Okay, that's good. So good. Now I have a. So you're saying if I start typing, how would I do this? If I click this,
maybe not in the remote app.
And maybe because I'm in the remote app.
Maybe just
installation paused. No, that's something else. That's the Apple Watch.
Your keyboard isn't popping
it's
up.
It's not. No. Here. Well, we'll have to figure out what the circumstances are of this.
Yeah.
Maybe because it's no longer in a mode to type, right? Oh yeah, now it is. Look.
Oh, it popped up.
It did. So as soon as I get it, on the screen on the Apple TV, as soon as I see the Apple TV keyboard, automatically this popped up on the iPhone.
So that is outside of the remote app.
That's a good question. I don't know how to do that because I'm here. You need to use a remote to back out of it and get back into it because I'm in the remote app to control it. So, yeah, okay, now, start entering. No. So I guess you have to have the remote app open.
Oh, okay, so it's through the remote app.
Or I'm doing something wrong, but it's not popping up on here. It did, though, with the remote app open.
Okay, with the remote app. Got it.
The remote app you should have.
Oh, wait. I'm getting a message that says, enter text on your Apple TV using your iOS keyboard. Slide to type.
You know what? It was confused. It saw too many devices.
Sorry. Yeah,
so it's seeing your device, because this is your Apple TV account. That would make sense.
So keyboard
All right, good. So good. It gave you a notification. And if you tap it, then you'll be able to type on the screen. All right, there you go. So clearly it's using, it's going to, my device isn't associated with your Apple TV account. It's only associated via the remote. So that makes sense.
Ah, look at that.
You missed a letter.
Okay. That's your password. You always use long and secure passwords.
Yep. Just FFFFFFFFFFFFFFG. That's what I do. It's easy to remember, but, you know, long.
Okay, so here's a question from Tom Barkley. I asked you this one. I gave you some advance notice. I usually don't give you any advance notice. And you had what perhaps might be a controversial answer to Tom Barkley's question. I have the new Apple TV in my living room, which I use to watch your live feeds. However, particularly on weekends, I have to do chores and move all over my condo, and I would like to have the audio from my Apple TV go to another speaker, like a Bluetooth speaker, in my bedroom. Is there an easy way to do that? I have my old Apple TV in the bedroom, which doesn't allow a live stream, and I'll use my iPhone to airplay the live feed to that TV, but usually the timing is off between the two feeds, making things difficult to follow. I mean, our show is already difficult to follow, so I can't imagine if it's playing in two different rooms on two different speeds. Tom.
So you're going to have to explain to me, and maybe Tom didn't make this clear, so he's watching, like we're watching TV here, and then he has to go sweep the bedroom. Does he want to now... He wants to take a Bluetooth speaker with him?
He wants to hear, but he doesn't necessarily need to see.
So does he have a Bluetooth speaker, or does he want it to play back on the phone? Where does he want to hear this is my question.
He wants a Bluetooth speaker. He wants his regular Bluetooth speakers in his bedroom. So he went to he's in the living room. He's folding laundry. He needs to go get the laundry from the laundry room, and he has a Bluetooth speaker set up.
And so magically, he wants the audio to continue in his Bluetooth speaker in the laundry room.
Right.
While the TV show is still playing.
Right. In his condo. So he doesn't want to just turn the volume up really loud and then bother his next door neighbors, as I would do.
That's what I would do. Just turn it up as loud as it goes. That's a really interesting question. I don't think there's any way to do that. Let me think about this. So, of course, part of the problem is if you're... Okay. Yes. I got an idea. It's weird. It's weird. So... What's happening is the Apple TV, whether it's using AirPlay or HDMI cable, is playing back audio and video onto your TV. So I think the trick is going to be to get the audio out of your TV. Most TVs have an audio out connector of some kind. Maybe it's just the headphone jack. And you can buy a little Bluetooth dongle. Lots of companies make them. They even make them for the iPhone because of headphone jack lack. That's my new thing, headphone jack lack. So plug this Bluetooth dongle into the audio headphone cable of your TV, and then pair your Bluetooth speakers to it. So that will take the audio. Now, in a lot of cases, as soon as you plug something into the headphone jack of the TV, it mutes the audio on the TV. So this may require you to have that little Bluetooth dongle sitting there, and then you're about to go do the laundry, plug in the dongle, then go into the laundry room, and your Bluetooth speaker should be playing the audio, and the video should continue on the TV in the living room. But that requires additional hardware, and it's not Apple hardware. It's just and there are lots of these. They're not very expensive. The idea is you add Bluetooth to an existing system.
What if you then use Bluetooth headphones the problem was you were saying the
TV doesn't usually have Bluetooth, so you need to add the Bluetooth hardware to the TV that you'll pair to the headphones,
right?
And then you walk out.
So then you were worried.
Now then, if you wear the headphones the whole time, then you don't care.
Yeah, you're everywhere.
Everywhere you go, you'll hear the audio. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bluetooth, though, remember, is limited to 30 meters, 100 feet, so it won't go maybe forever, but it'll give you some distance. How about that, chat room? Does that make sense? Does that make sense?
You could listen to stream the output from the new...
Apple TV to the old Apple TV through the settings? Really? I don't even know how you would do that. I like this. Buy a Bluetooth dongle. I think that'll solve it.
I like it. I'm going to try it.
My thought, anyway.
Because I do think a lot of people watch and listen to our shows at the same time, you know?
Yeah, walk around. And yeah.
We understand you might be folding laundry, washing.
Does he say it's our show specifically?
He says he likes to watch our network.
Oh, okay. So it's not like just watching a movie or something. But if it's podcasts.
He says live feed. He likes to watch our live feed.
Oh, so he's using an Apple TV app to watch the live feed. That's the same as watching a movie, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
you could, as watching a movie.
If you're watching the live feed, you could also have the live feed running on an Apple, on an iPhone app, rather, and then just switch over.
Right, that's true.
But there might be a little discontinuity there.
I would argue that our live feed is better than watching a movie sometimes.
Well, it can be more dramatic.
It can.
You never know when Leo's going to strip down and run around naked. I hear that's big now on cable television.
All right, so I found a couple apps, you know, and I showed you these before the show, and you made the point of, like, I don't know if these are apps that you maybe use them once and you don't use them again.
Well, but, this Starwalk is a good example.
Yeah, so, yeah, SolarWalk 2 it's called. I think we've shown SolarWalk 1.
I love this. It's a beautiful app.
It really is. And I like that you could all sit on the couch, you know, and
But are you going to do this more than once? I mean, are you going to say to your kids, hey, everybody, let's play SolarWalk again?
Well, my kids really like space, so maybe, but...
I mean, it's cool.
Yeah, like...
So the idea is you're wandering through the solar system.
Yes.
And taking a look as you go by. It's a little bit... It's kind of like Cosmos.
Kind of.
Sort of.
Without
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
Any script.
So,
just dramatic music.
Where should we go?
Let's do the solar walk again.
Neptune?
It's a jump to the left.
This is
a really neat app.
If you were a teacher, I could imagine using
That's
this.
That's who I think this is for. You put this in the classroom, and now you do a lecture on Neptune.
Right. I'd like to pretend I'm a teacher of my children, but you're right. I don't know. Maybe I'll just make a goal of spending 10 minutes in solar walk every day with my children.
They'll learn to hate the planets as much as I do. Actually, you know, I'm going to do something similar, and it's a one-shot, but I think it's going to be fun. So we have a very complicated ballot in California with a lot of propositions, a lot of initiatives. Maybe you do, too. As you know, November 8th is election day. I hope you're registered. You know, I mean, if it's just the presidential election or senators, that's pretty quick. But when it comes to all these initiatives, I don't know how many we have on the state, but 15, something like that. I go research them. I use sites like Ballotpedia to look them up. So what I decided to do, we have a 13-year-old. I want to get him excited, not only about voting, because that's a civic duty, but also to understand that you shouldn't vote unless you do the research first. You actually spend some time. You don't just go to the ballot box and make it up, because you can't read the little short paragraph and decide many times. So I get the sample ballot. I get my ballot. But then I sit down and I launch on my computer and I airplay it. So we sit on the couch and I airplay Ballotpedia. And we go one by one and I say, all right, here's Proposition M. Should marijuana be legalized? Now, before you say anything, Michael... And what I'm going to do is have Lisa and I disagree so we can kind of debate and then ask Michael, well, what should we do? So we'll talk about the pros and cons. The information's on Ballotpedia. So the ability to put a web page up on here via AirPlay, you need a Mac to do that or an iPad or an iPhone. I presume if you're watching the show, you probably have one of those. And then sit as a family and go over these. I think it's going to be really great. I'm really looking forward to that.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So kind of like Solar Walk. It's also kind of a one-shot, but a really great way to kind of... And that's, I think, ultimately what's most interesting about these apps is it's instead of just kind of the solitary thing, even if you're all together, of watching a show in silence, this is something that could be more interactive, the trivia games. And that's what I'm going to do for the election. I don't know. I just thought that might be a good use of the Apple TV.
That's a great use.
Yeah.
So the other thing that I use Apple TV for is... I have a total cord cutter. Like, I have HBO Now.
So you're basically desperate.
Desperate.
Yeah.
So with the Twitter app, which I'm logged in, so I don't know why the Twitter app isn't, let's see. Twitter. What? Oh, sorry.
Maybe we uninstalled Twitter.
Maybe we did. So, but with the Twitter app, I watch the debates. You can watch Thursday Night Football.
Well, that's interesting. No, but it takes over the screen, or is it just on the edge?
Oh, it takes over the screen. Like you're.
Well,
watching
how are you watching the game if you've got Twitter on your screen?
It's not Twitter. There's no tweeting going on at all. It's just the game. They made a deal with the NFL, so they're streaming.
So there's no Twitter in it at all.
There's
you don't see tweets.
You don't see tweets.
What?
I know. It's Twitter. They're trying to make, they're trying to find some way to make money. So there's tons of commercials.
Not having used this, I just assumed that there'd be a tweet feed going on or Twitter feed going on.
No, you haven't. So let's see.
So it's just like watching TV.
Install it.
Well, this is, okay.
Twitter.
So we're deciding. We're also deciding election night. That's going to be a big evening, isn't it? November 8th. Mm-hmm. We're all going to be glued. And I don't want to be glued to just the news channels. I want something different. In fact, we're going to have a party here at the studio. The staff has decided to have a pizza party and kind of make it a social event and all watch the election returns together. So we'll have to use a streaming solution. We don't have TV in here. We'll have to use an Apple TV. And I like the idea. We may even do multiple monitors, but I like the idea of being able to switch coverage and still have that Twitter feed. Because you're right, Twitter would be a very interesting thing to watch as information comes in. People's reactions, but also a lot of news organizations put the first headlines up on Twitter before they start broadcasting it. So we're going to reinstall Twitter. You're going to have to sign up again.
You don't have to even log into Twitter.
Oh, so it isn't your account. It's
No, it's just Twitter made a deal with the NFL. And so...
What did I miss?
What did you miss?
What did I miss?
So here's what we can watch today.
Let's watch something non-political because I think everybody's getting sick. Let's Taylor Swift. That's not political. Everybody loves Tay-Tay.
Well, that's not so true. This is Twitter Moments. Oh, is that a hide and exit? Hide and resume.
See, I think this is an example of why Twitter has not been sold yet, is they seem to be very, really struggling, I think.
Okay, so these are Twitter Moments. This is actually Twitter. So this is the
Moments tab on Twitter.
Yes.
And we're just going to see images and tweets. I think that's...
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd like to see something more automated, you know? I'd like to see... Who died?
Oh, no.
See, by the way, that's a little morbid, but that's what I use Twitter for.
Oh, okay.
If somebody says, did you hear David Bowie died? I said, David Bowie didn't die. But what do? I launch Twitter. And of course, when sad to say, Mr. Bowie did pass, that's the first place you would find out.
I'm really funny on Twitter. You should use Twitter just to see my tweets.
Do you make funny jokes?
I'm really funny on Twitter, Leo. Really.
Funny how? Funny ha-ha?
I'm just
funny
kidding.
You amuse me? Funny
so
looking?
You can look at Periscope, too. I'm not going to play any of these because who knows what
this
we will
like
see.
This looks like French stuff. Why are we in Amsterdam? What is this?
This is Periscope.
Oh, these are Periscope feeds. Okay.
These are Periscope, and I'm not going to play any
so
of them
it's,
because that's
because we do this show in the middle of the night, we pretty much only get feeds from Europe.
You can
time.
Also watch Vines. I've watched Vines with my kids, too, as well, on the Twitter app. I got one more app for you, and then...
See, cord cutters, it's so sad. They're so desperate for entertainment. They'll watch anything.
Vines are pretty funny.
Vines are funny. Are they still just 6 seconds? Are they longer now?
Was it seven
seconds? 7 seconds.
I don't
They're
know.
Short.
They're
right?
short. That's what makes them funny. Okay, Airbnb. So when you're looking for, I know, crazy. So you're looking for a place to stay and you're like huddled over your computer or you're like forwarding them to Lisa, like, how about this place? How about this place?
Be
Why
nice
not just
to do
sit
that.
On the couch and look at the places? So where do you want to go? Do you want to go to San Francisco?
Oh, that's San Francisco. I thought I'd really... Oh, man. We got to enter that code.
Well, it didn't make me enter it before.
But I get the idea.
Yeah.
You know, we do that. In fact, we were doing it last night. I said to Lisa, okay, summer vacation's coming up. Michael's going to be out of school in June. Where do you want to go? And that's exactly what we're doing. And I should have... Because I'm looking at I'm saying, oh, you should look at... Oh, look at this. And passing her my laptop. It would have been much better to put it up there, wouldn't it?
So, yeah. Once you log in, you can look at all of
Airbnb.
So you can look at all of the...
This beautiful house in Los Angeles, $98.
Viva Mexico.
See, that looks like fun, doesn't it?
Yeah. You can get Javier's entire home in Mexico City.
$60 a night. Javier, that's awesome. Here's Nat's room. Here's Fernando's entire home.
So, yes. Then you can log in on that code and look around.
Huh. Okay. I like that.
Airbnb.
I would imagine, you know, I read Dwell. Love that magazine. It would be nice to see magazines like National Geographic and Dwell that are very visual.
Yeah.
Nice to see them put up Apple TV apps just with the images, with the pictures. Because that's one of the ways I use those. I guess what I could do is fire up texture and AirPlay it. I guess I could do that. Hmm. AirPlay is your friend on this stuff. Yeah.
So true. So, you know, you can't watch your Apple TV inside your car. What will you watch on that big screen?
I'll watch what's behind me. Oh, especially when I'm backing up. Do you have a backup camera?
I do, and I really made my car choice on a backup camera,
oh,
but
you
my
just got
other
a car.
Car does not have a backup camera.
I think
camera.
Every
my
car should have a backup
have
camera, and once you start using a backup camera, then you get in a car that doesn't have one, and you feel like you're backing up blind, like I don't know what I'm going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
We have a way you can add a backup camera to any car easily and get – it's wireless, so you don't have to put wires through it. Get a rear view camera from your car. It goes – this is cool. This is cool. This is from Pearl. PearlAuto.com. And this is Tony's car. So you put it on your license. You can't even tell that's a backup camera. It's just a license frame. So you can retrofit any car to drive just as safely as a brand new car. You install the camera frame around the license plate. All it takes is a screwdriver. Even Tony could do it. You plug in the car adapter to your OBD2 port. Look at that. And then you mount the phone, your phone. You don't have to buy any additional screen on your dashboard event, as you would probably anyway, right? Then the Pearl app, then this is available iOS and Android. So that's Tony. There's what's behind him. Two HD cameras, not one, but two HD cameras send audio and visual alerts to your phone. So if you're starting to back up and there's something in your way, it'll let you know. Because you have two cameras, you can switch between wide angle and normal. And the wide angle is wide enough, you can actually see around corners. So you know how often you get in a parking space and there's two big pickup trucks on either side of you and you're backing out and you don't know what's coming because you can't see around the trucks. Because the wide-angle camera can, it's so much safer. You can slowly back out and you'll be able to see those cars, the cross traffic. Works day or night, does great job at night. The camera frame, get this, is solar-powered. So you're not plugging into the power of the car. It stays charged on its own. Bluetooth to sync. And the Pearl app, of course, is always updating. They're always adding new features. Tony Wang, our supervising producer, loves it. See the two cameras? I love the two cameras. I think that's really clever. One is more wide angle than the other. And I'll tell you, it's rainy weather. Works great. Works at night. It's very easy to put on. And it even comes with a magnetic vent mount and a pivot ball joint so you can easily put that the phone up on your. See this? Look at that. Wide angle saved her life. So you could put that up. Parking is impossible without a backup camera. I don't even know how to do it anymore. Pearl Auto has a special offer just for listeners. Free 2-day shipping when you go to Pearl Auto, PARLAUTO, PearlAuto.com/iOS today. PearlAuto.com/iOS today. You are going to love this. The easiest backup camera ever. And the best. PearlAuto.com/iOS today. I almost want to get another one. Because I only have one camera on the back of my car. And I love the idea of having two and being able to see, you know, this way. My old car used to do that. And this, you'd think a Tesla would have wider angle camera.
I really like the idea of adding things to the car instead of just getting a brand new car because you're doing the backup
That's
camera.
A good idea. What did you end up getting? I forgot.
A Prius.
Because your beautiful little Mini got totaled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was sad.
Well, it's good. You're being good for the environment.
Yes.
The Prius.
I try.
Yeah.
Every little bit counts.
And annoying everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So Jerome sent me an email with an article from The Guardian that just made me laugh out loud. It was about a professor who got an invitation to write a paper on nuclear physics. And this professor didn't know anything about nuclear physics and so used the autocomplete feature in iOS to write the entire paper.
And it was accepted.
It was accepted for the conference. It was complete nonsense.
Apparently the conference organizers don't understand nuclear physics either.
I guess not. But then it was one of those things.
M-G.
I know. It was one of those things where then he got the invitation to pay $200 to attend the conference.
Oh, yeah.
So
okay.
Do you remember those things you got when you were a kid where it was like, we'll publish your poem in this book and then just pay $500 for the book? Like, I feel like that would be a great use of technology to write, just write a poem using autocomplete and see if it got accepted to one of those books or paper. Don't you just love that story?
Do you have the paper? I want to read it.
I think it should be.
Let me see if it's in here. Okay, let's see. It's kind of a profane title. Get me off your effing mailing list, apparently. Well, no, that can't be it.
Here's the acceptance notification.
I must be reading the wrong paper because I wouldn't accept that.
No, that's not it.
The text, here's a sample. You ready?
Yes.
And I'll read this in my best physicist voice so it'll sound better.
Please do.
The atoms of a better universe will have the right for the same as you are, the way we shall have to be a great place for a great time to enjoy the day. You are a wonderful person to your great time to take the fun and take a great time and enjoy the great day. You'll be a wonderful time for your parents and kids. Power, this is the last sentence, is not a great place for a good time.
That is so true. That's like Tim Cook wrote that. Isn't that kind of what Tim Cook said? When, like,
power
being
is
at
not
the top
a,
is
yeah,
lonely?
Being at the top is
that's
lonely.
Really
power is not a great place for a good time.
So that's one of my favorite iOS stories of the week. So thank you.
The title, by the way, Atomic Energy Will Have Been Made Available to a Single Source.
Truer words.
And then there is a fake graphic. Actually, a real graphic from Wikipedia's entry for nuclear physics, which gave it that je ne sais quoi, that dissemblance of reality.
He also switched the pronouns gender, like went back and forth between he and she.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
Submitted under a fake identity, Associate Professor Iris Pear of the U.S.
So, yeah.
3 hours.
Autocomplete.
You know, I'm thinking this conference maybe is more like, I get these. Maybe you get these now that you're famous. Say, congratulations. You have been nominated for inclusion in the International Who's Who.
I haven't gotten those yet.
Yeah. No. And so this is great news because I am going to be famous. I'm going to be in Who's Who. And all you have to do is send us $1,500 for your copy. That's when I stop.
Yeah, that's the same thing. It's the ego. Yeah. There's probably a name for that. Ego.
Vanity.
Vanity. That's what they're called. Vanity presses.
Press, yeah. My dad was in the real Who's Who, I think. Unless he paid $1,500. He never mentioned that part. Dad? Did you pay? Dad?
Do we need to take a minute? Tell me about your father, Leo. Okay, so we talked about iOS 10.1 being
here.
Out, which means for those of us with the 7 plus, we have the portrait mode.
Oh!
But I don't know how to use it. Do you?
Yeah, it's added. I'll show you right now.
Okay, show me right now. Shall
so
I take picture
you know at
you
the bottom of your camera, there's a variety of choices. Time-lapse, slow-mo, video, photo. Right now, they've just added this new thing.
Portrait.
Now, they say it's still beta. Because it's not perfect, but let's try it, shall we? Now, what I'm going to do is take a picture of you taking a picture of me. That'll be good. Now, let me do it of you because it should be a beautiful. And the idea is this is going to simulate the depth of field you get or the narrow, shallow depth of field you get in a professional DSLR.
Ooh, mine's pretty good.
Look at that. Can I change the depth effect? Can I increase
either.
It? No, I think that looks like a portrait. A beautiful. See how it's blurry in the background? And the way it does it is pretty simple. I mean, this requires, does it not? The two lens 7 plus, does it not?
It requires the plus. It does.
So I've heard differing opinions on that, but in theory, the close up is taken with the close up lens, and then it takes a out of focus background, which is a good thing because apparently there's a spray can and a towel behind you. But thank goodness it's blurry. So all we do is we focus on the lovely Megan Maroney and we don't see, you know, anything but a kind of sense of what's behind her. And that's taken by the second lens and then they match the two together. And the only trick really is to make sure that the second lens is out of focus because the whole point is not to have this in focus. Now, I presume I can, let's go back to the camera. I presume I can mix and, you know, let me take a regular picture, same picture. I'll zoom. Oh, that's interesting. So this is zoomed. You look a little less interested now. And then, okay, so that's interesting. I had to use the zoom lens to get the same length. So I think my theory just got thrown out the window. Maybe they're using the wide angle for the background and the zoom in for the portrait. But see the difference on the aerosol can and towel behind her?
Yeah,
in the one, you could maybe mistake it for something pretty. And so, but the point is, you focus on the foreground, on the beautiful Megan Maroney. Let me see yours.
Pretty
wow,
good.
That's pretty good. I'm gonna use that for my headshot.
You totally should.
Yeah. What's yeah. But that one's not a great example because there's nothing behind me really anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it because I have a junky background behind mm-hmm. you.
Why do we have that junky background?
Well, because no one sees it. It's television.
Now everyone sees it.
Now everyone sees it.
You've seen, but I like
this.
It.
Yeah, I'm gonna use this a lot more.
Yeah.
You want to use it for portraits. I mean, you could use it for anything if you have, you know, something in the foreground and something in the background. But really, portraits. I'll tell you what. Let me just run over. Well, let me try it. Let me try it with something. Like, I want to take a picture of that spray can and see if it's better, right? Here, let's do my microphone.
It has to be 8 feet.
8 feet? So it says get farther. Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's good. Oh, move far. Yeah, so here's the microphone okay. picture. See how that's... It Let's pops that. What's in the foreground, but...
That's mine. That's the Apple Pencil. It's okay. Let's see yours.
I think it's better with people, because look, the microphone also isn't that great.
Let's see.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's blurry behind it, and it's in crisp focus for the microphone, but who cares, I guess would be the point. It's better with faces. You want a face in there. You could do it with the doggy.
Yeah.
Your animals. That'd mm-hmm. be cute, too.
I've seen people trying this because it's been, you know, people have been using the developer edition and people have been taking it with all kinds of things.
I like this. I'm very happy. I will probably use this a lot.
I will too. So there you go. I mean, that's why I got the 7 Plus. I was going to go back to the smaller size, but I wanted the better camera.
Well, you know, it looks like it. I didn't need to do what I did. It saves both the depth effect with and without on every image. So you have a depth effect. Here's a portrait that Effin Dunn just took of himself. He wants to share that. Look at that. Look at that beautiful punim. There you go. So, that's something to play with. Anything else big and new in 10.1? That's the main thing we were waiting
that
for,
That is
right?
the main thing. Yeah. What other? Just some fixes. The same thing that we already talked about, the reduced motion.
How about the touch disease? Has Apple acknowledged that even happens? I think that's a hardware problem, right?
I think so, yeah.
So
but that's
they
not
couldn't
with,
fix that.
Yeah, but that was mostly with the iPhone
Older
7,
Older
ones. Right?
It doesn't happen with the iPhone 7. Yeah. It happens with the iPhone 6 Plus. All right.
Or the 6.
6?
I think it happened with the 6, not
okay.
the
6S. Okay. Old.
All right, so Bob from Michigan has a question.
Hello,
Bob. He would like your advice.
Yeah.
Given the rumors of a late October event, which we already know about. Which
Not
is
a rumor anymore.
I'm wondering if you believe new iPads are coming soon. I'm itching to pick up the 9.7 iPad Pro and Pencil. Would you recommend holding off another month or so, either for an upgraded model or a better deal on the current one?
Boy,
I hope not.
That is a very good question. Actually, let's turn on the Apple TV real quickly because I want to show you. You installed last time when they had a streaming event, you installed it. And so as a result, you have an Apple Events icon that has the new invitation in it. So this means you'll be able to watch the stream if you have this on your Apple TV. And notice, this is the invitation. Now, we're going to try to figure out what Apple's announcing from this image.
A car.
Looks like Diwali.
A painting.
I'm... guessing, the internet seemed to think, well, it's so close to Halloween, this is kind of like a spooky Apple.
Mm.
But doesn't it look like, what is the thing they do where you have...
Rorschach test.
I can't say it either.
You know.
Rorschach. Yeah, the inkblot test. No, it's not an inkblot. What it looks like, you know, when what is that they call that? Where they have a festival and they squirt color on everybody. Like
yes.
And everybody comes out all different color. Right. It's not Diwali. It is Diwali, right? I mean, Diwali just happened. I don't know. Doesn't that look like that's powdered color being squirted? So I'm of the opinion that it's not going to be a new MacBook. It's not going to be a new iPad. It's going to be the new Apple color
squirting
squirter.
Yes.
No, you can't. You know what?
Yes.
You can't.
No.
I just illustrated a point. You can't get too much out of this.
But the hello again is in reference to the first Mac. The hello.
Yeah,
so
they had one
think
last
there's
month.
Macs.
So normally they do announce in the fall, or they have in the past, but we just got the new iPad Pro this year, right? It was earlier, mm-hmm. when was it? Was it January or February?
I think so.
So here's my suspicion to answer your specific question. I think, and I think most people agree now, from now on, the iPad events will be in the spring. So don't expect new iPads. It's not that they haven't done it, you know, quickly. iPad 3, remember, they updated it right away. But I, my guess would be, and most people seem to agree, Ming-Chi Kuo of KGI, he's a very well-connected analyst. He's connected with a supply chain. So his advantage is he could talk to the companies and the people who are making the new hardware. They know before anybody what the new hardware is going to be. He says evidence. His evidence is that Apple is working on a 5K display with a built-in GPU, but that won't be till next year. New iMac, that won't be till next year. That this event, which is Thursday, will be exclusively MacBooks. It'll be a new 13-inch MacBook, which will replace the Air, and a new MacBook Pros, 13 and 15 inches, and they'll have now OLED instead of a function key row. And I love this idea. I'd buy it just for this. An OLED screen where the function keys used to be, and that will be, because it's a screen, changeable. So you'll run in, let's say, Photoshop, and if Adobe plays along, they could put shortcuts to most used Adobe Photoshop commands right there on the function rows. I think that would be great. I hope they do that. We don't know for sure. Of course, Apple doesn't ever pre-announce. But the event, which is going to be at the Apple campus, that's a small venue, will be Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific time. We'll be covering it live. I will not be here. I'm flying to Gainesville that day, but I presume you'll be here for
yes,
that.
Jason Howell and I will be presenting it, and Andy Anatko will also be there.
Great,
so.
Great.
Yes.
And I think Renee and the iMore team is actually at the event.
Yeah, Renee is going to be there because I have another event. I'm doing PepCom on Thursday night, an event where we're going to look for, you know, stuff to buy for Christmas.
Kind of the pre-CES event.
Yes, yeah. We're going to do that on Thursday, and I was hoping to see if I could meet up with Renee, but he's not coming to be in San Francisco. He said he's just going to be in Cupertino. So just, now you have to share your activity with me, Renee.
This is nice, by the way. If you install this special event app, it will always show you the next special event. And you could see there are previous special events there. So if you want to go back in time and relive the WWDC March announcement, you can.
Right. And if you don't want to hear us blabbing about it, then you can watch it there. But we're good at blabbing. So what would you recommend he buy the 9.7 iPad Pro? Because he really wants to.
This is the one I like. Yeah. And it's the one I've been using. And I thought that the big iPad Pro was too big. But I really did like the pen. I liked the keyboard. I really like how it works. And this is the iPad Air size. It doesn't have Force Touch. It can't, because you can't do the pen and Force Touch. I just think this is a perfect size. It's carryable. I did buy the Apple keyboard case because then with this tiny little size, I can carry it around with me. It's kind of like a very portable laptop. When I travel, I'll bring it to Gainesville, for instance. When I travel, it's a really good travel companion. And yeah, I mean, if you want to use the pen, this allows that. So right now, the 9.7-inch iPad Pro, that's, to me, the one to get. Now, I am sure they'll do I'm not sure, actually. There's a real question mark whether they'll do Airs anymore, iPad Airs anymore, whether they're just going to make them all Pros.
So if somebody doesn't want to use the Pencil and they don't feel like they need the Pro, would you recommend?
Get an Air. Get the most recent Air.
The Air 2.
It's the 2, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, the Air 2. This is really fast. There's other features that you may not appreciate immediately, but this has that color feature where the screen adjusts to ambient light. It's a more accurate screen even than the big iPad Pro. There's actually some advantages in this, and it has the fastest processor Apple makes, at least for iPads. And I think an iPad does want a fast processor and a fast GPU, more so even than the phone. So I really like the iPad Pros, and if you don't want a giant one, which is a little hard to carry around. Is yours a Pro? I can't remember. Mm-hmm. Or an Air. Yeah, yep. We both got Pros. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy with this.
I like it, too. It is an excellent travel companion, as you said. Yeah. So Rick Connors writes, what's the difference between Kindle Prime Reading and Kindle Unlimited? Remember last week we talked about Kindle Prime Reading. And Kindle Unlimited is the $10 a month subscription.
You have to pay for it.
You pay for it, and then you get to read whatever you want. Prime Reading is just a selection of books, which we said were, you know, okay, depending on your reading, you know, tastes.
It's kind of like Netflix in that you have a limited set of content.
Yeah.
But if you don't really care what you're reading, if you're not like going to it and saying, I must read this new bestseller, then you'll find plenty to read there.
I think the better model is the music, the Amazon Music, because if you
they do the same exact thing, don't they?
Prime Music is okay.
It's and a now million they have songs.
The, yeah, now they have the subscription service, which you can pay
with
for,
tens of millions of songs.
Right, and so and it's the same thing. I think it's kind of a gateway drug sort of situation. You can, you know, here are some books that you can read, but they're not so great. So maybe you want to pay in addition to your Prime subscription.
I wish Amazon were more forthcoming, though. Both in music and in books, about what's in the unlimited subscription. They say, for instance, tens of millions of songs. Well, Apple Music has 30 million songs. Is it 30 million? My guess is it's not, or they would say 30 million. It's maybe, it's got to be more than 10 million, probably got to be more than 20. Tens of millions means 20 or higher, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing it's 20 million songs. So it may be a subset. The only way to find out is to like pick a long list of songs that you really want to hear and see if they're on there. The books, it's the same, right? Not every book is on Unlimited. Or is it every book that's available for Kindle?
I think Unlimited is every book that is available, and you can read as many as you want, and you pay $10 a month.
That's a pretty good deal, because I buy a lot of Kindle books.
Yeah.
So that, especially computer books. One computer book might be $50 on the Kindle, mm-hmm. so that would be a very good deal.
And then there's the Kindle Lending Library, which is different. If you have a Kindle, you can get one book a month. And that's a limited selection as well. And right. you have to read it on your Kindle. You can't read it on your iPad or any other. It has to be a Kindle, not the Kindle app.
If you're curious about the new Amazon Music, I bought it. If you're a Prime member, it's $79 a year, which is a very good deal. And if you have an Amazon Echo and you just want to use it with one Echo, it's even less. I think it's $4 or $5 a month. And it's a nice selection. Your question may be, should I get that? Instead of Apple Music, it's a little less expensive. There are no family plans yet. They do have a good selection, but what they don't do very well, I'm sorry to say, is the thing that Apple Music does so well, which is curated playlists, the radio, all of that. I mean, they're starting. I mean, this is their Discover New Music section, and you know they're starting to add some more curation, but I think they have a way to go a little bit. Nevertheless, it's a very large selection, and it is the lowest cost for unlimited music. So I'm figuring Amazon's going to put some effort into this. They're starting to, you know, do more and more stuff. They have some spoken word, as you can see in here. This is called Side by Side, where they'll have music and stories by people like Michael Bublé, Nora Jones, Sting. They do have some radio stations. I've been listening to it exclusively just to try to give it a get a sense of what it is. And it's no Spotify yet, but boy, by the way, notice it's observing my behavior. So songs inspired by your listening, and this is pretty good. It knows I like Leonard Cohen of Monsters and Men, Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. By the way, this information comes from long before I subscribed. So Amazon's been keeping track of stuff I'd listen to, Bruno Mars.
It knows stuff you've bought in CDs also.
I have never bought a CD from Edward Sharpe or of Monsters and Men, but I used to listen to them a lot on my Amazon Echo. So I have a feeling it's been keeping track all along, so it has some good recommendations. At the price point, it's a pretty good selection.
But you only have, you have more than one Echo. That's the annoying thing. Like I have two, I have now four Echoes.
That's why I bought the $79. I can use it on all my Echoes. So the cheap one, the $5 one, is only for one Echo. But that would be great if you're an apartment dweller, you have one Echo. Maybe, you're just getting started. I mean, when I was a kid, I had a stereo. I didn't listen to, I listened to my stereo. This would be like that. And I think that's a very, very good deal. And obviously the idea is to get you into that. This is kind of cool. So I'm listening to Bob Dylan's song. It's actually showing me the lyrics.
Nobel Prize winning Bob Dylan.
These are Nobel Prize winning lyrics. I'd just like to do a little dramatic here. How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Beautiful, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Nobel Prize winning. What I'm hoping, and I can't see. I want to see what the next song is. My sense is, as I remember, that when you pick radio, normally like Pandora, you'd pick a Bob Dylan station, you'd get similar stuff. I think it's just all Bob Dylan all the time. So that's maybe just a little bit of a disconnect from what I'm expecting. Here's Top Student Songs 2014. Fascinating. Good morning, tweens. I know. I'm a little old for this, but I listen to this every morning because...
Good morning, tweens.
I think they're... You know what? I have to say, I admit, I was going to say they don't do a very good job on these playlists, but they've added a huge number since I looked in the last couple of days. So I think maybe this is growing nicely. This is, as you see, I can use it on an iPod or an iPhone. It has another feature that Apple also offers, but I really like. It has... I can upload my music to it. So if you have songs, I've done this a long time ago, but if you have music, for instance, I have high resolution copies of the Beatles stuff. If you have music that you own, it will upload to it, and that's nice too. So it streams right to your iPhone or iPad, just as Apple Music would. So I think this is a good. At $79, you have to be a Prime member to get the $79 deal. I think it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. So remember last week we were talking about the split screen and how those apps were ordered and whether you could get rid of them.
And you wanted to reorder them.
I did. And so I didn't get a tip on how to reorder them, but I did figure out how they were ordered. Nate Huff wrote an email and he said that they are ordered by what you last opened plus then their alphabetical order. So he said, if you double tap your home screen, swiping up all the running apps and look at the order again, there are no apps running in the background. They should be all alphabetical order, but they're still there. They don't go away. So I'll show you that on my iPad. We can show that screen.
Yeah, it's basically the recents
up. Yes. Yeah. And then
in order of.
So yeah.
Use.
If you see my screen, then you can see that they're like.
Show her screen. That's not hers. There it is. So that
so
is.
So it's here. So I open Sheets, Photos, Google Photos, and then it's like AirMail, which I used a couple
times.
There's
the source.
AirTable.
I understand the source of your confusion. It's like, well,
yeah. Like I opened these apps once and I haven't really used them. Right. You know, I don't. So, okay, they begin with A. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Apple.
I think they could do a better job with that.
I think they could too. All right. Well, we have our app caps coming up.
Oh, get those hats ready. But first, let's take a time. A little time travel into the 21st century. You know, someday, I know this is hard to believe for many of you, if you're about to buy a house and you want to get a home loan, or maybe you have a house and you want to refinance it to free up some cash, someday, oh, I know this is hard to believe, you won't have to go into the attic and gather a bunch of papers, put them in a box, and go down to the clerk on Main Street with the little eye shade and the sleeve garters and the quill pen to get that loan. No, someday there will be a device in your home. This is amazing. That can reach out. I don't know where it goes. It'll reach out and you'll answer a few simple questions and it will tell you have a loan and this is how much it's going to cost. And we've tailored this for your financial situation and you're approved and it's going to do that like that. Someday, you heard it here first. Predictions, it's going to be called Rocket Mortgage. Oh, man, I'm seeing it now. I can visualize this. It will come to you from a company called Quicken Loans, and you can do the whole thing. And someday you'll have a small device that you can hold in your hand and sit on the couch and do this. That will be remarkable, will it not? That someday is today. Rocket Mortgage, fast, powerful, completely online. They've taken the complicated, time-consuming parts of applying for a mortgage out of the equation. You can literally share your bank statements and pay stubs with the push of a button. For a mortgage solution tailored for your unique financial situation, because someday there will be these things called computers that can do it for you. What's amazing to me is here we are in the 21st century, and most other places still are back in the past, not Rocket Mortgage. From Quicken Loans, if you're looking to refi or buy a home, Rocket Mortgage, check it out at quickenloans.com/IOS today. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030. We thank Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans for their support. Someday there will be a show where people will talk about these little portable slabs of glass and tell you what you can do with them. And they'll be wearing weird hats.
Yes, and we'll call it App Cap.
App Cap time!
What is that on your hat? A fleur-de-lis?
New Orleans.
What is that?
Fleur-de-lis. Oh. Nolens.
Glitter. You got some real Nolens. Bling going on today.
Isn't that the symbol of the great city of New Orleans?
I do. You mean the Big Easy?
The Big Easy,
I
as we
know.
Call it.
I'm just blown away.
We fired our guns and the British kept it running.
Mm-hmm. I'm just blinded a little bit by that bling. I love it.
It's all blinged out. Well, I got my bling machine.
Oh, I ordered your bedazzler?
Yeah, my bedazzler. And if you want, I have about three extras. It said if you order today, you get four of them. And I
do.
Yeah.
I want to bedazzle this hat.
I have bedazzled. I have everything in my house is now bedazzled. My bedspread. My towels. And by the way, just a little tip. Do not bedazzle your towels.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Or your underwear. That's where I thought you were going. But
I did stop at the underwear.
Okay, good.
I knew that would not be a good idea.
All right. Let's move on to more important subjects. Our app cap. This is our favorite app of the week. And my app is old, but I continue to love it. It was my favorite app of last year. I'm just banging the Google Photos drum. It's just an amazing app that just sits in the background.
It gets better and better, doesn't it?
Swallowing up all your photos, using it for God knows what. I don't like to think about it. But just getting better and better with all of that personal information. So they just updated it about a week ago with some new features. They'll now create animated GIFs from your photos. They created animated GIFs from your live photos. They've done that for a while. But now they'll do it from just a series.
So,
I was taking all these photos last night at this dinner party, and there's like, you know, the popping up, the kids going this way and that. And
it's
can
funny,
save them and
exactly
share.
It's exactly like the security camera footage I captured last night.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. Except you're not like me standing there, smile, smile, smile. They're never going to smile. They're never all going to get together. Marco exasperated by the whole thing. And you can easily share those on like all kinds of different ways. I could text it to Lisa. I could send it, put it on Facebook, all those things. What else does it do? Here's the assistant where you find all of these features.
I always check out the assistant. You know, my favorite thing is, and actually iCloud Photos will do this now too. I love looking back in time. So it'll say, here's what you were doing a year ago, 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And Michael is at that age. He's 13 now. 5 years ago, he was 8. The difference is dramatic. And I just last night we were having dinner. I said, Michael, look.
Yeah.
This is where, you know, we went to San Diego. You were 8, and he's just a little boy. It's so cute.
Yeah.
I love those albums.
Six years ago. Like, that was isn't it pretty? It's just pretty. The other thing they do now is they'll suggested rotations. So all the photos that they think need to be switched, like, they'll switch it. Did you see that?
I did that. In fact, it was very good, and there were a lot of photos that did need to be fixed by rotating. I don't know about that dog. I think that he's...
I know. None of these really... this one probably needed to be fixed.
Yeah.
And then you can save him or not save him.
This is machine intelligence.
Right. That's upside down. Obviously, this fruit man that I made was meant to be... Yeah. So I can just fix it. That,
that
is how that fruit
Look
man...
Look at that.
Oh, my gosh. I used to have a lot more time on my hand than I do now.
This is before the children, I think. Yeah.
No, before this job, Leo.
Fun with Kiwi. Oh, really? It's the job that's getting in your way now, huh?
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. I love it.
So you're saving your changes.
I'm saving my changes.
Now, I agree with you, but I still use iCloud Photos. I like having both. I have backup in two different places, as you know. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of complement each other. They overlap a lot, but there are also some complementary features in both. So, mm-hmm. And since it's free, why not use both?
Right. Are you distracted? This is Lawrence teaching Kara Dungeons and Dragons. She's figuring out her dragon master name. This is what goes on.
Is this at work?
Yes. This is what goes on when you're not here. Dungeons and Dragons. Aren't you proud?
Nice.
It's after work.
No, it's not. Nobody stays at work and plays Dungeons and Dragons after the day is over, right? They go home. No? We all stay
dedicated.
Here?
There's most bunch. People are living here these days. I think we're not
paying them enough. They don't have rent. That's what it is.
But
the toilets
are
so nice here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They are. It's true. So yeah, I love Google Photos. I love the new features. I think those are all the new features. What else?
By the way, Patrick Delahanty says in the chat room, Friday night D&D session. You're all invited.
Excellent.
I think that's really cute, actually. They play D&D here?
They do.
That is awesome.
Yeah. They kill each other or whatever. They explode each other's...
You know what's sad?
Whatever's...
I can't go to that because I would really put it... If the boss goes, it puts a damper on it, right?
Yeah. But what was that? What did we learn from that nuclear physics paper?
Power is lonely at the top with the button.
No, power is bad. Not a place to have a good time or something like that. It's true.
So Lisa and I, we look longingly at your photos and we go, golly, I wish we could go in and play Dungeons and Dragons on a Friday night. But we know if we did, you'd all scatter like cockroaches when you turn on the light in the kitchen. And it'd be like,
I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
I mean, I can if you want. Do you want me to lie to you?
Oh, they figured it out why they don't leave, Sir Steph says. It's because we have 10 gigabit Ethernet, 10 gigabit internet. Everybody, you're right. You're right. We have the fastest internet in the world here, thanks to Sonic. And that's why nobody goes home. I'm surfing here. I'm surfing. Nice.
Yeah.
My app cap also harkens back to days of yore.
Mm.
But it's a new app. Now, I have been a Plants vs. Zombies fan since they came out from PopCap Games. Electronic Arts bought them. And actually, that's turned out pretty well. Because there have been a lot more Plants vs. Zombies games. This one just came out, Plants vs. Zombies Heroes. Now, actually, I'm kind of in the middle of a game. So it is Plants vs. Zombies. As you know, the zombies are attacking the plants, the pea shooter and the Venus flytrap and stuff can, you know, defend you against the zombies. And certainly, you if you've ever experienced a zombie attack, you know you want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a little different because, and it's kind of a takeoff on the most recent Plants vs. Zombies, too, because it's a card game. So I now have a deck. Put together your zombie fighting team here. Well, I like, I'm going to take this card. Oh, I already have, let's see, this one, add that one, and add that one. Okay, can I add them all? All right, I'll add that one. So now I have my my collection here. Green Shadow 1. I should really call this, let's call this Leo Rules. All right, that's my Leo Rules deck. And, of course, eventually I'll get up to 40 cards in that deck. Here's some more information on it, and I don't know how to get back in the game here. Now, oh, by the way, free game with in-app purchases, so you can go buy some more stuff. Now what do I do? What do I do now? I don't know. I guess I'm still adding cards, huh? All right, let's add some more. Maybe once I add all the cards. Add. Okay, play. How do I play? I was playing this earlier, but I didn't get to this part. Oh, I guess so. I go all the way up to 40? I guess I do. All right. Now I've got my full complement of cards. Take this deck to the yard and stop super brains. Okay, so now, if you've played Plants vs. Zombies, you'll kind of recognize the yard. But instead, here's the zombies, here's me. It's a turn-based card game. You start with one superpower each game. Play more when you super block. I'm learning the game. It just came out. All right, good. And these are the various things I have you can ask about them. So, let's play some plants, all right? No, I don't. Actually, I want to play this one. How do I do it? What do I do? I guess I just play. Okay, your super block meter charges up when your hero gets hurt. It fills 1, 2, or 3 sections. It's complicated. I'm not an expert on this because I just got the game. I could tell you, though, the first round, which we played on the air before the show began, was really fun. It's free with in-app purchases, Plants vs. Zombies. I have to say, oh, man, that hurt. Okay. Zombie's turn. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Now I got to play here. Let's put one guy there for sure. One guy. Can I put one? How do I get this? How do I get this going? Is that all I got? I guess that's all I got. All right, let's play.
Whoa.
Yes, it's one of them vertical games. Be great on an iPhone, too. If you've been playing Plants vs. Zombies and you're ready for a new challenge, very much the same kind of style. There's Dave, Weird Dave. That zombie's hiding under a gravestone. Wonder what it is. Well, let me find out. I'll just put a pea shooter there. Play, and we're gonna get that gravestone. And when it does, oh, sweet super block. You stopped the attack out of for good. All right, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm glad it worked. Drag to play, drag to keep. Let's play it. Where do I play it? Do I play it here? Nah. Sorry, I don't know more about this game. I'm just learning it.
Well, remember when you signed up, you can't be older than 60, so.
Oh, look, it's like a Ben Franklin zombie, kite flyer, history science zombie. Oh, man. So, if you're a card game, I like card games, but they're very complicated, and obviously I have a lot to learn. But Plants vs. Zombies Heroes just came out. Brand new game. I'm always glad when there's a new Plants vs. Zombies game. There's only a new one every year or two, so. Put Torchwood above Repeater to protect and buff it. Now, that's a powerful combo. I dig it. I can dig it, so let's do that. That's that right there. Little Torchwood. These are all buffs. Let's put this here. Yeah. All right, let's play. Now watch what happens. So I'm trying to get this boss. Got him, no problem. And now we're shooting the boss with a little Torchwood action. That'll do some good. The idea is to get him before he gets me. And, now trouble. Another grave. Hey, he didn't do much. Let's do this. Do that. Do that. I think I'm ready. Are you ready? Let's play. Bounce a random zombie. Drag to play. Let's bounce that zombie.
Were any zombies hurt in this game for real?
Absolutely. Okay. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. We're going to get... Yeah, we got him. We got him. Victory is ours, ladies and gentlemen. Plants vs. Zombies Heroes. And as always, the plants win.
Do the plants really always win?
Nope. Oh. It's hard. Actually, one of the reasons I'm glad to see this game is I've gotten to the point of Plants vs. Zombies 2 where I cannot win anymore. It's just too fast. Lisa still plays Plants vs. Zombies. She's like, boom, 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 boom. She's really good. She says, oh, no, it's easy. Mm-mm. I'm a little older than she is. That's the show.
That's the show. Next week is Halloween.
What?
So next Monday's Halloween. Right?
What? How did that happen?
Yep, next Monday's Halloween.
So were we going to wear costumes?
Yeah, don't you think?
Or more than just a hat?
More than, I don't know. Do you not have your Halloween costume yet?
What do you mean my Halloween costume? I'm not 12.
were dressed like a cowboy last weekend.
That's not a costume. That's my work clothes.
Okay, so are you going to wear some of your more creative work clothes next week?
Yes, I'll find something.
Okay, lederhosen or...
You know what I always do.
What?
Night of Halloween. Get the tinfoil out. We're going to make a costume. So if I'm duct tape and tinfoil man, will you hold it against me?
No, I will not. Okay. So I want you guys to wear your costumes next week, too.
Oh, that's important.
Yeah. You'll be wearing your costume.
You must wear a costume to be... Actually, I do have a costume. I just thought of it. It's a simple costume, but it will be fun.
Excellent. Yeah. And we'll be talking about something good. For sure.
I think we should do scary apps.
Scary apps. Okay. Scary apps for Halloween.
Scary apps.
And then, you know, if you watch it 2 or 3 days after Halloween, you can still have scary apps. You can plan for next year.
We do the show every Monday. Today was like 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, 2000 UTC. But I can't promise it'll always be that time.
Nor should you.
No. Sometimes it'll be 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern. Sometimes it'll be 12:30. You know what? You should just tune in and see what's going on. There's always something interesting on twit.tv. Now, if you'd like something a little more predictable, you can also subscribe. And that way you can listen and watch exactly when you want to. All of our shows are available at twit.tv. In the case of this one, twit.tv/iOS, audio or video. And do subscribe, because that way you'll get every episode. iTunes has it and everything. Everywhere you get your internet broadcasts. And there we are in our silly hats. And how can, if people, I want to get more questions. I like the questions.
Okay.
How can people do that?
Email me at megan@twit.tv. I am an inbox zero ninja. So it's just keep up coming.
That's a challenge.
It's, you know, I read everything. I respond to many things. send your questions.
Nice. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on iOS Today.